Prologue. In 1941, in a city called Franeker in the Netherlands, I lost my true identity when I fled the Gestapo. About 5 years later, in the same place, I regained it. It's difficult to explain the effects of living with a false identity. When I changed my name, I knew that I had to conceal many aspects of my personality. In a sense, I had to cease being the type of person I'd been until then. To achieve this, I censored everything I said and did. I controlled myself every minute. I mumbled or I said nothing so as not to reveal too much of who I was. This was very hard sometimes. People tend to equate silence with unfriendliness and resent it. With my false identities, I no longer felt German. I couldn't disclose that I had any special knowledge of Germany or personal relationship to Germany. I felt like nothing I had ever been. I had to earn my daily bread by the sweat of my brow at the lowest level of society. Like an actor, I had to play a role. Mine was to appear to be dull and crude, without education or refinement. Reading or discussions were banned from my life. The problem with keeping up my false identities was that I was almost always with other people. I worked and even slept beside other people. And I couldn't afford to give myself away by chattering, either in my sleep or when awake. I was concerned that when I was sleeping, someone might get information from me that I wouldn't want to divulge. I was almost always afraid that someone might question me someday, or something might happen to unmask me. I'd had enough of being someone else. I was tired of withholding so much and expecting to be discovered. I wanted my own identity again.